So great to be learning together. Sha'arei Oraz, Sephardic Tshuva of the week. And we're going to go through a topic that's relevant to this past Shabbat's parasha, and that is when to listen to a parent when they say not to marry somebody, and when not to listen to a parent when they say not to marry somebody. First, scenario number one. Son wants to marry a woman who is not so observant. She doesn't observe the halachot of tzniut, and comes from a family where they don't observe the various halachot, and the parents are very upset that he's going to marry this, the son's going to marry such a woman, and they order the son to not marry her. Well, do the sons listen to the mother? Obligated to listen to the parents? The answer is absolutely yes. Chayav lishmua b'kolo. Because the parents, it's going to be bizayon, it's degrading to the parents, it's sar, it's suffering. And the pasuk actually says in Kitavo, arur makle aviv v'imo. Someone is cursed if they're going to degrade the parents. That's really something. And we find also in the Torah that Yitzchak Avinu commanded Yaakov, and from Rivka as well, shalikach isha mibnot Kanan, they should not marry one of the Kanani women, because they were ra'im chataim, and they were evil and terrible midot, and therefore Rivka said Yitzchak katzi v'chayad mipnei b'not chet, can't marry, cannot allow Yaakov to marry such a woman. And what does the pasuk say? Vayishma Yaakov el aviv v'imo. So that's scenario number one. Now listen to scenario number two. Let's say you have a very nice woman, and she observes everything properly, and the Ishak Sheira, in the words of Yalkut Yosef, and then the parents say, no, can't marry her. No, in that such case, you don't listen. You don't have to listen to the parents, certainly not. Why? They're telling you not to observe a mitzvah. And we know in last week's parasha, Ishimo v'aviv tirau, v'avishab totai tishmau ni adonai. Parent tells you not to observe Shabbat. Parents tells you not to say kiddush, not to put on tefillin. You don't listen to the parents for that. Because kulchem chayvim b'chvodis. Pasuk concludes, ani Hashem. If the parent is interfering with Shabbat, interfering with a positive or negative aspect of Shabbat or any other mitzvah, ani Hashem, kulchem chayvim b'chvodi. You have to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first. And even if the parent has passed away, after they've commanded this, you don't listen. There's still no obligation to listen to the parents, despite the fact that we have this rule mitzvah l'kayim divrei emet, that we're supposed to honor the request of parents. Here, when the parent is telling you not to fulfill the mitzvah, not fulfill the mitzvah peruvu, for no reason, to not marry this very nice woman, then you don't listen to a parent. Of course, a situation like this, not so simple to not listen to the parents. You should speak it over with a rabbi or chacham just to make sure that this is the right way to go. It's not so simple just to ignore a parent in a situation like this. Now, if a scenario number three, if a parent says do not marry such a woman only because she's from a certain sector, me'edah mesuyemet of Am Yisrael, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. If the woman is, or say the man, the man as well. If the husband or the wife, you know, you're talking, the prospective chatam, prospective kala, they have yirat shamayim, they're observant, they're balat mitot, they have proper behavior, proper comportment. There's no reason why why the son should marry them. Do not listen to the parents in a situation like this. Again, of course, just to be careful about this, and consult with the Rav, and the same thing. If the woman is a very fine woman, just the parents don't like them, don't like the girl or the kala or the chatan. Or the parent says, well, this is not appropriate or not on his level. And this, don't listen to the parents. They're telling you not to fulfill the mitzvah approval. However, again, conclude this section number three. You have to be very, very careful about this and speak to a rav, because if a parent really honestly thinks it's not in your best interest to marry someone, if the parents are being responsible, then you have to be very, very careful to do something that that the parents are telling, are advising you otherwise. Now, if the parents are being unreasonable, it could be that the parents are being unreasonable. I've seen situations where parents are unreasonable, then you don't listen. So you need a respected and experienced Rav to be able to help navigate a very, very delicate situation like this. Okay, here we go. Scenario number four. The a son or a daughter are told by the parents can't marry this young man or young woman. Why? Because of Tzava'ad Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. This is a tradition from one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who writes that you shouldn't marry a woman who has the same name as your mother. A woman should not marry a man who's the same name as a father. So this is not enough reason to break up a shidduch, says Yakut Yosef. But the proper thing is to, in situations like this, very easy to solve the problem. Just to the chatan or the kala, just add a name. 30 days before the chatanah, for the wedding, when an aliyah or a misha berach, use a new name for a month, and then this way you don't have it's not the same name. For the parent does not have the same name as the chatan and kala, you avoid the problem. Scenario number five. Parent says to the son, they should marry his sister's daughter, batachoto. And the Gemara encourages this very much. And the son doesn't want to do this because genetically this is a very, very bad idea. As scientists today, we know from genetics, this is a very, very bad idea. Very, very high risk in such a situation of genetic diseases. In such a situation, the son should not is not obligated to marry her in such a situation, especially because the mitzvah of kibud av v'em only applies when there's direct benefit to the parent. And in such a case, do not listen. No obligation to listen to the parents. Scenario number seven. What if you have the following situation? Father says to the daughter, don't get married nor be able to take care of me. Oh boy, she just should not listen to him. And you tell the daughter to ignore the parent. And what a terrible avera. It's a mitzvah for a parent to help facilitate a marriage. And Riyakut Yosef says, gadol avanov minaso. That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible avera. Gives me punishment, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to tell a daughter not to get married, to take care of him. Terrible. Scenario number eight. Father says to the son, should marry a woman for money. And he doesn't really want to marry a woman for midot tovot, and with a proper and an appropriate match. So in this case, do not marry the woman that the father is saying to marry because of money. Very bad idea. Scenario number nine. If a father says, a parent wants the son that he shouldn't get married when the son is young. Why? Because he needs his help in business, or he wants him to, or even if he wants to learn. And really know and master the Gemara, or even if his Rav is Rosh Shiva, says he's too young, he's 20 years old. In that case, he shouldn't listen, because he thinks it's important, especially today, to marry young. Again, they have to be very careful about this. Some people it's appropriate, some people it is not. Finally, in our last case, if the parents are sick and they need the son to take care of them, and he found the proper shidduch, but the only way it's going to work, if he moves to another place, he won't be able to take care of his parents. In such a case, Puruvu takes precedence over the parents. Again, these are delicate situations, and one has to use judgment and have an experienced, wise Rav who can advise how to navigate these situations. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much bryut.